أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained to us and to draw our attention, Allah asked, do you know what are those times of when you sustain great, great success, when the difficult time comes upon you and you have to make a decision and you make the right decision at that time. Though it appears very difficult for you at that time, but you make that right decision at that time, then Allah Ta'ala opens great doors for you in the future. One of those things which were mentioned was Fakku Raqaba, that a person who is a slave to set him free. Today we don't have slaves, but it also refers to, ulama explain, any person who is in some difficulty, who has got a debt on him, any other problem, and at that time you go and help that person. And particularly when you yourself are in need of that money, but you give preference to the other person, at that time Allah's great help comes to a person. When such situations come, then to weigh the situation, we like to do something what is more comfortable for us. But to press your desires at that time and help the next person, that has got great, great merit by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Another thing Allah Ta'ala refers to, أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَزْغَبَةٍ يَا كِلَاتَ بْهُكَا كِدِينْ مِنْ. Or a person who feeds others in the days of hunger. That is when people are suffering, when there are droughts, etc. And people are going through difficult times. Then a business person shouldn't exploit the poor people. But at that time, that a person helps out the poor people, where there are refugees, etc. Especially in today's world with war-torn countries, Muslims who are in difficulties, our own Muslim brothers. And this refers to not only Muslims, but generally across the board. Wherever there are people who are hungry, who haven't got food and to feed them. But today we know even of our own Muslim brethren, whether it is in Syria, bordering Turkey, whether it is in Burma, or bordering Bangladesh, or in Palestine, or wherever else people are in difficulties. People around us here who haven't got food and who find it difficult to make ends meet, to help such people, this is a great, great ibadat by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And a person, if he can reach that stage, that he suppresses his own hunger, doesn't worry about himself, but he sees to others. And alhamdulillah, there are such people, such families in our midst, that they keep themselves and their families very much in control. They hardly really spend on their family the bare necessities. But when it comes to other people, the necessities of other people, they open their hands completely. And they spend freely upon other people. So that is one great quality of a believer. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this, that we can share with other people and give, in fact, preference to them over ourselves. And especially here, Allah Ta'ala says, not only feeding, but in the days of hunger, when a person is desperate, when he needs food, at that time you feed that person. And the Quran Sharif has just said one thing, the masghaba, the days of hunger, and it goes in a long way, and it covers a lot of aspects and lot of conditions of people when they are in difficulties and hardships. Ulama have also written that this is the places to spend our money. And if we just make a little bit, we check ourselves and see where our money is being spent. Ulama have written, for example, the weddings, our lavish weddings. And not only extravagance, but open haram we are spending in at the time of weddings. And around those places, there are the poor. And in fact, the people who are serving and working for us, they themselves are in difficulties and hardship while we are squandering money in this way. And how many of other people, Muslims, other people in the world are suffering and we are spending on total haram things. Also, we have to see our houses, what type of houses we are building, just the maintenance on our houses today. How much doesn't that come to? When we build such lavish houses, then the maintenance that comes on it. Our gardens, and how much we have to spend on our gardens to maintain our gardens. And we go to the extent that even in winter, these cold winters, we want a green garden. And we are spare our water that we are spending on there, just to keep our gardens green. So all these are aspects. Another great aspect that we should consider also is our holidays that we are spending on. And holidays, the today foreign destination, until we don't go to a foreign destination, it is not a holiday. And it's not only no anymore one holiday in a year, holidays on holidays. While people around us are lavishing in difficulties and in hardships, when we are squandering our monies away in these things and in many other things also. Whereas the Quran Sharif says, when you yourself are in need, at that time you spend on other people. Yeah, not only in need, when what we are in need, we are wasting our money. And not only on extravagance, but on total haram. While other people are in difficulties, ulama and a great philosophers of Islam have written, this is the clear sign of the downfall of a nation. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Mia has written very clearly that when at such times we are spending like this, this is the clear sign that we are on the road of our own destruction. When we are wasting our monies like this and other people around us are suffering in these conditions. So Allah Ta'ala encourages us to spend on such occasions at the right times. And this is the true quality of a believer. When Iman really comes in a person and he does this for the pleasure of Allah, for the Akhirat, then Allah blesses him and his progeny also, and Allah makes them shine in this world and in the year after. May Allah in His mercy let us understand correctly what we should be doing, what Allah has given us, that we use it correctly also, and it comes to our avail and benefit in this world and particularly in the Akhirat.